This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Now then, today, the conclusion of a message from Psalm 106 about God's people forgetting what God had done. What a statement. They forgot what the Lord had done, and they didn't wait for His counsel. And their forgetfulness, get this, in verse 33 of chapter 106 said, led to their rebellion against the Spirit of God. Have you ever heard anybody say, I've rebelled against the Spirit of God? Maybe you and I both have done that. Didn't even know it. To rebel against the Spirit of God is to rebel against the essence of who God is. But about 9 years ago, he did what a lot of people do. He wanted to find his biological mother and father in London. So for 9 years, he searched and talked to social workers. He went to courthouses. He did all the things that people do. And after 9 years, he finally found his biological mother's phone number, called her, and arranged a meeting with her. And here's what he found out, that 3 years after he was born, his biological mother ended up marrying his biological father, and then they had two daughters and raised those daughters and lived in the same house in the London area for 30 years. Now, you want to know the irony? Is that William George Ada said, I grew up 3 blocks from my mother. I walked by her house every day. We shared the same tube stop, is what he called the subway stop. They took the same one. They both walked past each other's houses. And he had no idea, day after day, when he was walking to school, he was walking past the house of his real parents, and they had no idea this little boy walking in front of their house was their son. You say, what a tragedy. It was a tragedy in my mind, even though he was raised in a good home. But let me tell you a greater tragedy. His people who walk by the Lord, figuratively speaking, day in and day out, and they don't look, and they don't listen, and they don't remember what the Lord has done. That's the real tragedy. People who could have had a relationship with the God who made them through His Son, Jesus Christ, but they walk by the house, so to speak, day in and day out, and they neglect having a relationship with the most important individual in the universe, the God that made them and the God who loves them more than they love themselves. That's the tragedy. When you leave here today, you will leave here as a person who has said thanks to the Lord. But if you do say thanks this Thanksgiving season, I guarantee you it's because you've looked around you to see what the Lord has done. And you've listened to see what the Lord has said to you and what He's doing and what He's saying to you through other believers. And most of all, you remember. You remember what He's done, and you're not a man or woman who ceases to remember and who ceases to care. You care. And you rehearse, and you remind. And you know, every Sunday when we take the Lord's Supper, do you realize why the Lord instituted that? So we would remember. Every time you eat this bread and drink this cup, what did Jesus say? You remember my death. You recall it to mind. And Jesus knew we would have memory problems, that our memories would deteriorate, our memories would be distorted, our memories would be displaced as one memory displaces another. But every week we're reminded of the sacrifice. Every week we're reminded of the hope. We're reminded of where our power is in life. It's in the Lord God Almighty. Everything about what we do on Sunday morning is connected to remembering what the Lord has done. Don't ever forget that. Let's pray together. Lord, thank You for the word today from Psalm 106. The sin of Your people was so great in the way it was described. They simply forgot what the Lord had done. They cease to remember, and they cease to care. May that never, never, never be said about us, that we remember what You've done, what You're doing in our lives, and how You act, and You continue to act, and You work in people's lives today.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.